The parents of a young woman who died after being shot in a home invasion in Portland 5 years ago are taking their crusade to address gun violence to the ballot box in Maine. Judy and Wayne Richardson have filed an application for a citizens' initiative that would require criminal background checks on all gun sales. Backed by a national gun control organization, other Maine parents, a police chief, and a domestic violence advocate, the couple hopes to raise enough signatures to qualify the measure for the 2016 ballot. Susan Sharon has more.
Frustrated by what they view as inaction at the state and federal levels to crack down on gun violence, Wayne and Judy Richardson did something Monday morning that they'd never thought they'd do. With the support of the Maine chapter of a national group called Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense, they went to the Secretary of State's office and took the first steps toward launching a statewide referendum on background checks for gun sales.
All right, I'm going to stamp this. You want a copy of the application stamp?
Yes, please.
Here we go.
Currently, only gun sales through licensed dealers are required to undergo background checks. Private sales online, at gun shows, and in publications like Uncle Henry's are excluded. The proposed initiative would close that loophole. It does include some exceptions from the background check requirement for transfers between family members, for hunting, and for self-defense.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Life for the Richardsons was upended in 2010 when their 25-year-old daughter, Darian, was shot in her Portland apartment while she slept. She initially survived the attack and was eventually discharged from the hospital, but died several weeks later of complications from a blood clot.
That devastated us completely. And after a while, we started to meet other people that were victims of gun violence. And it just seemed right for us to honor her memory and work to reduce gun violence because it's becoming epidemic in our country.
Wayne Richardson says one reason Darian's murder remains unsolved is that the gun used in her home invasion was transferred without a background check at a gun show. They know this because about a month after Darian's death, a gun was recovered from a second homicide. Ballistics showed it was the same gun used to shoot Darian. Richardson says police were then able to trace it back to its original buyer, but the investigation stalled.
The original buyer sold it at a gun show, and he doesn't recall the person who he sold it to. There's no paperwork, no background check, so it was a dead end for the police department at that point.
The Richardsons say they know the initiative won't stop all gun violence. Those intent on committing crimes will still be able to buy and trade guns under the radar. But they say making gun buyers complete their sales at a licensed gun dealer for the purpose of a background check is a simple step that will save lives. And they say the process only takes a few minutes.
This here is, you have to fill this out. This says county, not country. Yep.
At a gun show at the Augusta Civic Center on Sunday, licensed gun dealer John Reed of Auburn is explaining the process to Gage Wallstrom of Wiscasset. Wallstrom is buying a Smith & Wesson 9mm. Since Reed is selling him the gun, he asks him to undergo a background check. First, Wallstrom has to answer a series of questions.
It's pretty basic. Are you a fugitive? Have you ever been convicted of domestic violence? Have you ever been dishonorably discharged from the military? Are you addicted to drugs? Have you ever been adjudicated mentally defective?
Wallstrom answers no to the questions, provides his date of birth and social security number, and then Reed calls in the information to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Minutes later, he has an answer. He can proceed with the sale. Wallstrom says he doesn't object to the process. In fact, at least one poll has shown that 80% of Mainers support background checks. Bucksport Police Chief Sean Gagan is one of them.
You can't obviously get everyone to abide by the law, but it's a step in the right direction to try to deter the people who don't have the right to possess a handgun. At least they know if they do it, then they're going to have to go through the background. And I think that up front, that may deter a lot of people from doing it.
Supporters of the Maine Initiative say on average, 88 Americans are killed by gun violence every day. But they say in states that have taken steps to tighten background checks, gun violence has decreased, especially among intimate partners. Once their initiative is cleared for circulation, Maine Moms Demand Action will have until January 22nd to collect at least 61,000 valid signatures to qualify for the November 2016 ballot. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.